is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Jair Bolsonaro and Luis Inacio Lula da Silva, two diametrically opposed candidates for Brazil's presidency, have started a four-week race to pursue votes ahead of a winner-take-all runoff after garnering more than 90% of the vote in Sunday's first round, leaving their competitors far behind. The incumbent president, Bolsonaro, and ex-president da Silva are already eyeing options that can push them over the top, whether political alliances or endorsements from candidates now eliminated. Political analysis or analysts say that Bolsonaro will seek to capitalize on an unexpectedly strong showing by the right to shore up support from politicians seeking advantageous alliances, while da Silva reaches out to moderates. An investigation by the AP and the PBS series Frontline documented sophisticated Russian-run smuggling operations. And North Korea has fired an intermediate-range ballistic missile over Japan for the first time in 5 years. As this is VOA News. And again, an investigation by the AP and PBS series Frontline has documented sophisticated Russian-run smuggling operations to steal Ukrainian grain. We get more details from the AP's Ed Donahue.
The plan was to use deceit and falsified manifest to steal more than $530 million in grain.
All of the grain traders are worried right now because you might unwittingly support a Russian war by buying and selling grain.
International criminal law attorney David Crane says taking food supplies from civilians in an occupied zone is a violation of the Geneva Convention. Russia says the claim is false and baseless. Maritime risk analyst Amin Daniel says this would be hard to prove.
Please bear in mind, grain is not oil.
Tests can be done on oil to check its origin.
I suspect in grain it could be a bit more difficult. Hence, falsifying the manifest even more important.
Satellite imagery and other data show ships carrying grain from Russian-occupied areas of Ukraine to ports in the Middle East. I'm Ed Donahue.
There are warnings about foreign efforts to sway American voters. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
U.S. officials say Russia is working to amplify doubts about the integrity of American elections, while China is interested in influencing policy perspectives in favor of Beijing. That concern aligns with an unclassified intelligence advisory that says China is probably seeking to influence select races to hinder candidates perceived to be particularly adversarial to Beijing. Officials say they have not identified any credible threats to the election infrastructure like voting machines, but the intelligence warning comes amid the peak of a midterm election campaign cycle in which a rising number of candidates and voters openly express a lack of confidence in the nation's democratic process. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. President Joe Biden is promising to rebuild it all after visiting Puerto Rico on Monday to survey damage from Hurricane Fiona, as tens of thousands of people remain without power 2 weeks after the storm hit. In remarks, President Biden says that he wants to help make sure that Puerto Rico can rebuild for the long term.
We have to ensure that when the next hurricane strikes, Puerto Rico is ready. Today, I'm announcing more than $60 million in funding to help coastal areas in Puerto Rico become better prepared for the storm. For example, we can create a flood warning system to help shore up levees and flood walls.
Meanwhile, days after Hurricane Ian carved a path of destruction from Florida to the Carolinas, the dangers persisted. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil.